You're listening to
The Marn Report.
Hey, Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. It's Brian Lund here with another edition of the Marn Report podcast. And today I'm here with a very special guest. I'm here with Jason Hull. He's the MW Marketing Manager. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing well. It seems like you're starting to become a regular on this podcast.
Well, MWR offers a lot to do. So check us out. Stop by. Check out the website. Keep up on what we're doing.
Yeah, and just as you said, you guys do a lot. And as we know, Salute to Summer is coming up, and this is a week-long event that has a lot of different special events. But specifically, you guys are putting on the concert and a whole bunch of other things to wrap up the week. Can you first just talk about what it is your role is within that?
Well, so MWR is going to put on this concert. It's going to be the culminating event for Salute to Summer Week. It's going to be a huge celebration for Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield community. This concert is free and open to the public. It's going to take place Friday night, June 27th.
Yeah, and to that, why do you believe this is an important concert to put on?
Well, it's a great way to thank a lot of people, right? It's a way to thank our service members and their families for their steadfast commitment, resolute support for the readiness of our nation, right? But then it's also an opportunity to recharge, but to also forge bonds with our coastal Georgia community. And, you know, it's the Army's 250th birthday, so it's a way to celebrate that as well.
Yes, June 14th, I believe, is the date. So it is the Army's 250th birthday, and there's a whole bunch of special events for that. As I talk about the concert a little bit more, do we have the lineup? Do we know who's all coming?
We do. We've announced the lineup. The concert will start at 7 p.m. It'll open up with DJ Rock, and Chase Rice will follow. And the headliner for the concert is Quavo.
Oh, yeah, that's exciting. I'm definitely familiar with a lot of Quavo music and also Chase Rice as well, so I think that'll be fun. You said this is a free event, so how will gate access work?
So public access will be at the Captain Maurice Britt Gate, which, if you're not familiar with the name and you look on any of your mobile applications for maps, just check out Old Sunbury Road. Now, the public gate access is going to open at 3:30 because we're going to open up the concert grounds at 3:30 because there's just a whole bunch of stuff for families to do.
Let's talk about that a little bit more. This is more than a concert. What other things will be happening there?
So we're going to open up, like I said, at 3:30, a fun zone. The fun zone is going to include just a ton of stuff for soldiers, families, the public to do. We're going to have mechanical bulls, rock walls. There's going to be a dunk tank. There are going to be inflatable playgrounds for the children. You could do axe throwing. There's going to be a jousting activation. You can get your face painted. There's just going to be a ton of stuff to do. There's going to be more than 40 food trucks just from all across the southeast coastal Georgia area.
Now, that sounds amazing. For people that don't know, there's a lot of events that MWR does host, but this seems like to be the premier event every single year. What are some of the do's and don'ts as people show up to this event?
Well, so there are going to be some restrictions on what you can bring in, right? For the safety of everybody, you can bring in a cooler, but it has to be empty. But you will be able to purchase ice, and you'll be able to purchase drinks and even beer on the concert grounds. You're not going to be able to bring in weapons, explosives, anything like that. But stay tuned for after the concert because there will be a huge fireworks finale. So we'll have everything that you need. And if you want to bring your cooler, you can. It just has to be empty.
And just to be a little bit more specific, you said the field starts at 3:30. So is that when the gates will be open to the public as well?
That's right. So at 3:30, the public access gate off of Old Sunbury Road will open, and you'll be able to access the concert grounds for all the family and activity events that are going on. But the concert itself will start at 7 p.m.
Okay. I mean, that sounds great. Is there anything else that you would like to let people know about this?
No, I'd just like to, you know, as MWR, we'd just like to express our gratitude to Mike Reed, Chevrolet, and Coca-Cola and Budweiser for sponsoring this event. Remember that DOD endorsement is not implied.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I want to say thank you again for taking the time to come on this podcast. This is going to be an amazing event, from food trucks to activities to the concert itself. I mean, you definitely don't want to miss this, so.
Yeah, just stay around for the fireworks. Stay around for the big fireworks finale at the end, too. It's going to be a long day, but it is going to be a fun day.
I mean, that's the best part for me. I love fireworks. You know, 4th of July is coming up as well, so between the next 2 weeks.
Well, and if you want fireworks a little closer to the 4th of July, make sure you head up to Hunter Army Airfield on July 2nd for the big fireworks display there.
Yes, will do. Well, thank you again for coming on the podcast. And guys, this is another episode. We'll see you next week.
The My Army Post app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield. With MAPA at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. My Army Post is free from your phone's app store. Download today.